Cuba and much more. Today is Friday, December 22, 2023. The leader of the Cuban Revolution, Raúl Castro, and President Miguel Díaz-Canel are attending the last day of the second ordinary session of the National People's Power Assembly this Friday. The presence of Raúl Castro and Díaz-Canel has been permanent on these 3 days of sessions, at which key issues of the country's life have been addressed, and which continue today with the presentation of 3 bills, including the public health bill. More than 400 Cuban lawmakers are debating the military prosecutor's bill and the system for attention to people's complaints and petitions. They also will review the updated legislative schedule for next year. The tariff exemption on imports of food, toiletries, and medicines by natural persons will continue in Cuba beyond December 31, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero announced. In a speech at the second ordinary session of the 10th legislature of the National Assembly of People's Power, he recalled that this measure, which has been extended on several occasions in recent years, was due to expire at the end of the current year. According to the head of government, the decision to keep it in force was taken despite the fact that this exemption has not worked as planned, since it was applied with the aim of solving people's problems, but it is also a way to import products that are resold at speculative prices. In this sense, he stated that they will work seriously to look for ways and financing to guarantee a sustained supply in the stores so that whoever wants to buy those not have to go abroad to import something that can be acquired here. The bibliography and documentary exhibition Alicia Alonso in Our America was inaugurated on Thursday at the José Antonio Echevarría Library of Casa de las Américas to celebrate the 103rd anniversary of the Cuban prima ballerina Absoluta's birth. In collaboration with the Museum of Dance, the exhibition at the Havana Culture Institution displays documents, photographs, posters, and programs that show the passage of the prima ballerina Absoluta through Latin America, from the Continental Tour of 1949 to those in which she served as director and choreographer in 2017. The exhibition also includes a selection of decorations and awards received by the artist. The historian of the National Ballet of Cuba, Miguel Cabrera, recalled to those present the character of the majestic dancer and her influence on the development of Latin American ballet. Cuba is celebrating the declaration of the bolero as cultural and intangible heritage of humanity, a category awarded by UNESCO to contribute to promoting and safeguarding this gender. According to the organizers, the event will take place in the Avellaneda Room of the National Theater of Cuba with the show Un Bolero Para Ti. The evening will be directed by Maestro José Loyola, founder of the International Boleros de Oro Festival, one of the most solid platforms for promoting the gender. The declaration of the gender with the category was approved by UNESCO on December 5 after the presentation of a binational candidacy between Cuba and Mexico. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.